In you I'm satisfied.
In you I'm satisfied. In you I'm satisfied. In you I'm satisfied. In you I'm satisfied. In you I'm satisfied.
You alone are the strength of my life. In you I'm satisfied.
Lift up your hands, somebody somewhere. That arrow has just been retrieved from the right hand side of the chest and returned back to hell. That arrow has been retrieved from the head and returned back to hell. That battle has just been won in your favor. The gang up of the enemy, the conspiracy just scattered right now. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Thank you, Master, for someone's life tonight, that you are touching, someone you are healing, and someone you are delivering. Thank you because it's a defining moment for someone. Thank you because the devil is the loser in someone's life here. Be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Give him the shout of victory as you take yourself. I will take testimonies shortly. Please be seated. I will take testimonies shortly because I believe that the power and the presence of God just passed through here. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The necessity of God's power. The necessity of God's power is the subject of our discussion tonight. The necessity of God's power. We want to understand why we need to function with the power of God. Why we need to function with the power of God. And then also, we want to understand secrets to God's power. What are the secrets of power? The power of God or the anointing of God is a very vital, critical necessity in the life of every child of God. Please understand that power does not just belong to full-time ministry. It doesn't belong just to pastors or prophets, apostles or evangelists who need to go to the field to get the lost saved or heal the sick. Power is a critical necessity of every child of God. The power of God is neither for show nor for entertainment. It is not something we have or function with for show or for entertainment. The power of God is a non-negotiable necessity for success. Non-negotiable necessity for successful existence in the earth, especially for the child of God. Non-negotiable. We live in this world today where you either belong to the power of God or the power of the enemy. There is no terrorized zone, no demilitarized zone. We are on grounds where two forces are permanently clashing. So why is the power of God necessary? Number one, for victory over the forces of wickedness. Victory over the forces of wickedness. Because we live in a world that is submerged in the darkness of wickedness. We live in a world that is submerged in the darkness of wickedness. Luke chapter 10 verse 19, God speaking said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." 1 John chapter 5 verse 19. The Bible said, "Ye are of God, and we know that we are of God. And the whole world lieth in wickedness." Somebody say aloud, amen. I heard the story of a man who was living in America. Came home to build and do some things. And the mother who gave birth to him was the witch who wanted him dead. The young man fell sick. The mother went to visit him in the hospital. At an odd hour of the night, the nurse attending to the man came to accost the woman. "Why are you for the night?" She looked straight into the eyes of the nurse and she crumbled on the ground and went straight. That one was crumbled and paralyzed on the floor. Went straight, did whatever he wanted to do on the sun, and left, and the boy was dead less than before the day will break. Just dead. The child of her womb. And the whole world lieth in wickedness. I heard a very sad story about 2 weeks ago. A family that I know. Young man is in the UK, built a house for his father, and then bought a car, I think for his uncle, and went to the village, and then to celebrate the whole thing in the village. And the uncle that they bought something for said, "Oh, so your son is matured enough to build you a house."
Under 1 month, the boy had died in the UK. Less than a short while later, the father mourning died. The whole world lied. So your son is mature to build you house. That is why you cannot just live like that. You can't just live. When I, almost 30 years ago, a man, big man, was preaching to him, and then he had affliction in his body. And I was praying and asking him to surrender and so on and so forth. He said he doesn't know anything. He doesn't go to the herbalist. He doesn't visit native doctor. But he doesn't really go to church. I said, you can't. That is a dangerous place to be. He said, people of your level who don't go to church, they are deep in the cult. And that is not an option. Because that is high road to hell. So you must donate yourself fully to God and live for Him, because you can't afford to be neutral. Arrows are just flying. That you are wearing suit is annoying somebody. Why are you not in the village, wretched? That you are looking the way you are looking now is offending somebody. That's why you need power. Tonight, I declare the release of power upon somebody. Those kind of examples you heard just now shall never be your portion. Shall never be the portion of your family. Shall never be the portion of your community. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Why do we need power? For victory. Please take your seat. Over the forces of wickedness. Number two, for the breaking of life's curses and the establishment of God's blessings. For the breaking of life's curses and the establishment of God's blessings. Jacob broke every curse on his life in Genesis chapter 32 from verse 24 to 28, where he told the angel of the Lord, I won't let you go until you bless me. That is, take the curse off my life. Let me step into the blessing. Where you want to eliminate the curses of life and establish the blessings of God on your life. The power of God is not a negotiable necessity. So that you can escape what tied down other people in your family. So you can escape the general common plague of your community. Where they say in this place nobody can build, or nobody can get married, or nobody can reach this kind of level, or nobody can become anything important. It takes power to make the devil find his level. There are things we are seeing in our life and ministry now, where nobody in our lineage ever dared it. You can't dare it. How? Or from where we came from. No, there is a limitation. Even in ministry. Either you die before the time, or you are alive without relevance. You are 70, 80, but nothing. We need the power of God to break ancestral, generational, witchcraft, occultic curses. Now, this is still different from the first general wickedness. This is curses, limitations, embargoes placed on the family line. Number three, why do we need the power of God? For victory and triumph in daily living, with the capacity to face the future without fear. For victory and triumph in daily living, with the capacity to face the future without fear. We saw that, how Jacob, the same scripture, Genesis 32, verse 24 to verse 28, where Jacob as a prince received power with God and with man and prevailed. Power to prevail. To prevail in life, power is needed. Listen. Where power is absent, The only thing a man can do is to travail. Unnecessary travails. Daily living. Victory daily. Triumph daily. Someone say amen. Because the same interview you went to attend, somebody visited some herbalist before you came for the interview. The same exam you came to write and the same position you are looking for, somebody consulted his occult grandmaster and they told him what to do before he came. The same examiner or interviewer or person you wanted to face, somebody came earlier on and put some things on his tongue and spoke to him and broke him down before you arrive. So you cannot just go carelessly like that. You just go wired, rugged. Rakaka ujagalata tesi. Kelete parata kakoka jagalatata. You arrive aflame. You arrive with superior power. You arrive with superior force. You arrive with something higher than what came before you. That is how to triumph daily. Am I communicating? I don't want to frighten you. But supposing the driver whose vehicle you entered is a wizard who has been given assignment to bring his blood quota. He has not finished his quota for the year. Supposing the midwife that wanted to take delivery of the child is a witch. That's why you need power to kill that witch first. My child is not a takeable child, so if you want to take the child, die first. I don't want to frighten you. But you know, there was a restaurant in a place where they found that what they were cooking for people was disaster. How many of you heard of it? I won't mention names so you're not afraid. So that's the kind of, but for triumph. So even if they gave you poison, the person who gave you while you are drinking it is entering their body. Hey! Because it will always backfire to sender. He that digeth the pit shall fall inside. He that rolleth the stone, it shall roll back at them. Somebody shout power! Hey! It shall roll back at them. That is why we need power to triumph daily, to prevail daily, to take charge daily. You need power. And somebody is living here today. The last time the enemy defeated you shall be the last forever. Shall be the last forever. Shall be the last forever. Shout the loudest amen. Is anybody getting anything here tonight? All I want you to do is to just get charged. Just be charged. That you are not going to walk about as a normal entity anymore. That you are going to walk about as a rugged Holy Ghost brand. That even if Lucifer appears in person, you are too rugged to be handled. You are too aflame to be touched. Take your seat. When somebody says that native doctor is a powerful one, I tell them, I say their boss is under my feet. They are God, they are Lucifer, they are Satan. He can't be more powerful than his master. Number four, for the conquest of stagnation and delay and the sustenance of motion, you need power. To conquer stagnation, to conquer delay, and to sustain motion, to keep moving, you need power. You know, when you want to take a car from a standing position, you engage a force called inertia. And then, to keep that car moving, you engage further forces. keep it accelerating. Although the force you need to take it from a standing position is higher than the force you need to keep it moving, but forces are needed. That was why the Bible said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. The next thing, he went. You cannot carry power and not went. Now God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he what? If you are not wenting, you need power. Please pardon my English. If you are not wenting, you need power to went. Went. Now, Jesus was on the same spot for 30 years. Nobody heard him. He didn't move nowhere. Until the day in the water of Jordan, when power landed, and Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Ghost, and his fame spread abroad, that was when he began to went. Am I communicating at all? Stagnation is not of God. Behold, I will do a new thing. That is what God says. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before the Lord. Psalm 84 verse 7. The path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. The righteousness of God is revealed from glory to glory to glory to glory. Romans chapter 1 verse 16, 17. That is how it moves, from glory to glory, from level to level, from realm to realm, from strength to strength, from face to face, from power to power. Your yesterday is not permitted to be better than today. Your yesterday is not permitted to be more glorious than today. Good old days is not a, it's not good news. In the good old days, your life is not permitted to have gooder old days than today. Am I speaking to somebody here? But there are forces preventing you from making, from moving forward. Forces preventing you from making progress. Forces preventing you from changing levels. I am anointed by fire tonight to deal with those demonic forces. Everything that has kept you on the same spot, kept you at the same level, today I declare those forces broken. Somebody scream power! Louder, scream power. Say in the name of Jesus, from tonight, I am shifting forward. I am moving forward speedily by power. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I haven't seen a better yesterday in my personal life and destiny. I will never see a better yesterday to the glory of God. By the mercies of God. We are seeing miracles today. We are seeing signs today. We are seeing crusade events today. We are seeing all manner of things today that we never saw yesterday. And we are going to be seeing more tomorrow. By Sunday, the Lord just showed me that this whole ministry and commission is now starting. Everything we have seen till date is rehearsal for this moment. Rehearsal. You say, how will it be if everything we have seen is rehearsal for now? Wait and see. Just keep watching. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Rehearsal. That is why you cannot be tied to a moving train and be on the same spot. No!
You cannot be connected to what is moving, and your life is not moving, and your destiny is not moving, and your career is not moving, and your resources are not moving. It is not correct. I decree today, by the mantle of this commission, your life is moving forward now. And for those who have lost years, I prophesy the recovery of years. The years that the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, the locust took out of your life, they are being recovered right now. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. Why do we need power? Number five, for the fulfillment of kingdom mission. The fulfillment of kingdom mission and assignment. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in all Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Kingdom mission and assignment, especially soul winning assignment. To work for God effectively, you need power. Not just as a pastor. And they went everywhere, and the Lord went with them. Confirming the word with signs following. Need power. To save the lost, you need power. To win your colleague in the office, you need power. Because there are forces preventing him from saying yes. You see, you look at some people and you are wondering why this Christianity is so simple. It's so easy to understand. Yet he's still a sinner. This smoking small cigar. Is he drinking alcohol? Is he living about prostitutiously? And the thing is so simple to understand, yet he cannot understand. Giving your life to Christ, when I was rededicating my life to Christ in the year of 86, on the 12th of May, one of the questions that the Holy Ghost asked me in that middle of the night, say, what will you lose following me, giving yourself to me? Show me one thing you will lose. And I looked around, I couldn't find the loss. The only thing I found was I will lose hellfire. And that is a gain. I couldn't find a lot. And today, those that we left behind then, in alcohol, in womanizing, and in all those lifestyles, those that we left 36 years ago, many of them, some are dead. Some are struggling for children's school fees. Some are struggling to find their bearing. Not one person is where we are today in life. Not one of those we left behind. Isn't that confirmed? That there's nothing. Yet, they can't see why they should follow God. Although it will make me less sociable, or it will make me, they can't, because the God of this world blinded their eyes. So you need power to break it. So that their eyes can open, so they can see. And if you are doing the kind of thing we are doing, then your need for power is even more massive. Because if you say you want to go to Lagos for crusade, then Babalawos and Mamalawos and Boyalawos, Gelalawos, Babyalawos. All the Lawos, they say, what are you coming to do to us? Because every time you step and you say, power! Whether you meant it or not, altars catch fire. You do colossal damage. You don't need to mention their name. Some shrines just lost power. They need more sacrifices to return back to how they were. And then those who make demands on marine spirit. That's the headquarters there, with the Atlantic Ocean right there, and all the things they are demanding from water, draw rain from the river to see how they can destroy programs.
And then you are talking of negative and occultic and wicked witchcraft prophets and apostles who think they are, who claim that they are of God. And all the powers gang up together. So, when you come to such a territory and held the crusade, souls are saved. People are changed. They came to, and all manner of things happened. That was colossal power that caused damages that only in eternity will see. Am I communicating? Some people wanted to cast out devil. It was the devil that casted them out. You remember the seven sons of Sceva? They wanted to cast out devils. They would say, which one is it? Since when did you start? Is it Gary out of the abundance of air that you ate just now? Let me show you the rule. That is never your portion. From this moment forward, there is not a witch or a wizard that will stand before you all the days of your life. No power of hell shall see your back. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. No power of darkness shall see your real light. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. Why do we need power? Number 6, for the rescue of loved ones from the clutches of the enemy. For the rescue of lives, especially loved ones, from the clutches of the enemy. Power is needed to rescue lives from the clutches of the enemy. When power is lacking, you watch people suffer and you are helpless. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost with power, he went about doing good, healing the helpless. God has given me the privilege of praying for people, loved ones, lives, rescue some from the very pit of death. Out. Just out. That is, you see, this is death. Out. Secretary, driver, brother, sister, loved one, just around. Kidney stone, not here. Go back to hell. Scan, nothing shown. Am I communicating? My classmate, medical school, fifth year, was dying of. I don't know whether that also had him. I don't know. It was so terrible. This young man was on the highest anti-ulcer drugs, cimetidine, ranitidine, and all those things. No solution. Maybe he needed surgery at that time. He was in pain on his bed. I came to his room, 500 level medical school. Oh, boss, what's happening? Writhing in pain. Bam! Get out, devil! I was not a pastor. I was only a fire. Poured oil on his head. Is any sick among you? Ay, 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 ay. Let them call the elders of the church. Let them anoint him with oil. Bam! The moment hand landed on him, he jumped up like with a start on the spot. I am healed. That healing has not changed. My wife's glasses, not my wife then, Sister Becky, was as thick as the bottom of a Coca-Cola bottle. She only removed it in the bathroom to wash her face. Not remove it before you go to the bathroom. Because if you remove it,
going to the bathroom will not be easy. That is, you wear it until you reach the bathroom and remove it to wash your face. That was how it was. Say, don't block your face with this thick unbelief. Out! Windscreen. That was what I called it. Why are you blocking your face with this windscreen? Off! I think church has made me very gentle. Pastoral, that pastoral angle just temper you down small. Made you just, you know. And that was the end of it. The professor of ear, nose, and throat surgery, who was my young man in the university, she said it was when he saw her without glasses in ministry that she realized that what we are doing is real. He said, when I saw her without the thick glasses, then I said, okay, this thing is real, is genuine. Somebody say amen. Your wife, your children. My little baby here, at the age of less than 7 days, had serious fever. And my wife had done everything she could. Fever refused to abate. I said, Mother, go and sleep. Give me the baby. So I placed the baby, this one. I placed her on my chest and began to until she slept off and I continued going. Temperature was very high. Everything had been done. Temperature refused to come down. She was there for about 3 hours. Slept off and I continued doing my own thing. I said, the answer to fever is fire. All you need to do to fever is confront it with fire. When fever jams fire, fever must bow. At the end of the day, Mother, take your baby. Temperature has come. The fire licked the fever. I prophesy. Now, you don't need to be a pastor to be of help to your loved ones, to be of help to community, to be of help. I prophesy to you today, God will use you to save your family. Say that amen like a believer. God is about to use somebody to save your loved one. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. God is using you to change the story of your community. In the name of Jesus. Take your seat. Let me begin to round off. That is why we need power. Not for show. Not for entertainment. Why do we need power? Number 7. For the full deployment of life's potentials. The full deployment of life's potentials. The full deployment of life's potentials. Full deployment of life's potentials. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. Then healing came out of him. Acts 10, 39, 38. Healing came out of him. Saul was anointed with oil in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 5 and 6. And then the prophetic came out of him. The potentials to prophesy came out of him. There are things you carry that will never come out without power.
I was interviewed yesterday on Dove's TV, the Redeemed Christian Church of God's television. That's on Monday and Tuesday. And they said to me, what do we call you? Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, singer, songwriter, instrumentalist, dancer. And they were talking, so that we can know which one do we... I said, well, all of the above are correct. I say, I am a passionate lover of God, a pursuer of God, with maximally expressed potential. My first root was passion for souls. So you can say that the evangelistic template and platform was the first one I started with. But when the power of God is on your life, it presses out, especially connected to the presence of God. The things that are inside you are pressed out, and even things that you need are pressed in. Did you hear what I just said? The things that are in you are pressed out. The things you need to function with are pressed in. I never foresaw myself penning down a song 30 years ago. I didn't foresee it. I didn't see myself playing an instrument 30 years ago. But they were there. There are people sitting there, there are things inside you are not even aware of yet. But in this season, the power of God will press some things out of your life and press some things into your life. The power of God will press some things out of your life and press some graces into your life. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Somebody say loud amen. Finally, why is the power of God needed? For the fulfillment of divine purpose and destiny. For the fulfillment of divine purpose and destiny. The destiny and the purpose why Jesus was born was only fulfillable when power came on him. In Luke chapter 4 verse 14, Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Ghost. And his ministry, his assignment, his destiny opened up. Luke verse 18, chapter 4 verse 18, he said, now verse 17, after he had entered into the temple, they gave him the book of the prophet, and he opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Keep going. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. The fulfillment of my life assignment is in the empowerment of the Spirit. Did you hear what I just said? The fulfillment of your life assignment is in the empowerment of the Spirit. When the power of the Spirit of God is upon you, then you live your life. 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 Some people ask me, from one crusade to another, from one to another, are you not exhausted? Are you not tired? This and that. Oh, true, there is the need for rest. And we do that as much as we can. But every time I stand on that crusade ground and I'm singing and worshiping and dancing and taking testimony, I can tell you, under God, I can stand there for 12 solid hours without feeling anything. It's like fish inside water. Say, are you tired inside water? It's hard to understand, but I pray that you understand.
Do you understand? One day I came to the house, and one of the little boys in the house came to me and was telling me something. He said, He said, do you understand? I said, I don't understand. Can you say it again? He said, do you understand? I said, I don't understand. I said, you don't want to understand. He said, you don't want to understand. In fact, I just exploded in laughter. Did this small boy tell me? That is why I'm asking you, do you understand? It's either you understand or you don't want to understand. Praise the Lord. How many of you need power? Non-negotiably. You need power, raw power. It's coming on you today. It's coming on you today. It's coming on you today. In your dream tonight, the devil will know that power has changed hands. The forces of hell that used to feast on your destiny, today they will realize that something has changed. Somebody scream power! Louder, scream power! Louder, scream power! We shall pray shortly, but take your seat. What is the secret of power? One, the secret of power. We'll say many, many things. But the secret of power is the Holy Spirit. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. The secret of power is the Holy Spirit. Micah chapter 3 verse 8. But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. Full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. Luke 4:14. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. Power of the Spirit. Romans chapter 15 verse 19. True mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, I have fully preached the gospel. Paul the apostle speaking. By the power of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4. My speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but it is the spirit of power. Somebody shout power. Shout it loud as power. At the top of your voice, shout power. To see power and to walk in power, what do you do with the spirit? Number one, pray abundantly. In the spirit. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and spake with tongues. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Abundantly. Paul the apostle, the man of power, the man they carried handkerchiefs from his body. Acts chapter 19, verse 11, 12, 13. They carried handkerchiefs from his body and he cast out devils. That man, he said he prayed in tongues more than the whole church of the Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 14 and in verse 18. He said, I thank my God
1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 18. I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than you all, more than all of you. All of you, the church of the Corinthians put together, I speak more in tongues than all of you.
And even when you are not roaring like that, when I was in the medical school, I knew that I could not be doing because other students would think this medical student needs psychiatry attention. So I couldn't do that. But I would lie between 1 hour to 3 hours, between the hours of 5 a.m. to about 8 a.m. Between class, I was. And if I want to explode, I will leave the room and just go somewhere. That is before you go to class by 8 a.m. And then 8 to 12. Then break 12 to 1. Out of that 12 to 1, you harvest another 30 minutes. Pray in the spirit. So when you are coming, you are walking, the devil is seeing your nose smoking. Eyes smoking. Smoke from the head. They'll be giving chance when you are passing. One young man who was, this man was a dangerous Indian hemp smoker. If you look at him, you'll quake. One day I was coming and he was coming. And I arrested him. I said, kneel down, I want to lead you to Christ. After I finished, these are the guys they call heavy guys. Campus. I have never caught him smiled once. Permanently frowning. Caught him. Knelt him down. Led him to Christ. He caught fire on the spot. Indian hemp died. Negative lifestyle died. Some time ago, we went to Kaduna for crusade. I saw him at the crusade ground. He told me later on, he said, in his Indian hemp state, if he saw me coming, he thought I was coming to kill him. Me. You see, power, they pass power. He said he thought I was coming to catch him and squeeze him. He was much bigger than me in every realm. That is dead. Muzzle, everything. He said he thought I was coming to catch him and squeeze him. The demons inside him saw something. Power, they pass power. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Pray abundantly in the spirit. Now you have tongues of fire, it can tow you. Somebody say tow. One day my wife came to my prayer room and I said, what do you want? She said she wants to pray around where I am. So she sat and prayed for a very long time. And I said, what happened? She said, she just felt like she has just been towed. Towing van. I said, feel free to arrive like that anytime. Just be told. Go in van. Am I communicating at all? It does something to you. And when you are praying and you want power to flow, put a check on the wandering of your mind. Concentrate on what is coming out of you. You can even concentrate on to the point of trusting God to understand what you are saying. I will pray in the spirit. I will also pray in my understanding. At times, some things will pop up in your understanding that you will explode out in English and then continue in tongues. One day we prayed for hours. Me and two friends came out of the prayer room and we began to go from house to house. Is there any mad person here? We're looking for insane people. The Bible says from the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of God suffered violence and the violent take it by force. Somebody shout power. we don't tell this kind of story, some people will think we just arrived. Oh, oh God, this person is lucky. No. Very, very, very rugged, strenuous spiritual work. I remember days I'll be fasting for 7 days, no food. And then the minimum level of prayer per day is 7 hours, non-stop. That is, before you can say, Father, I thank you, you have 7 hours in tongues first. That is before you say one word in English. By the time you say, Lord, I want to appreciate you, you have done 7 hours. Then that English break ushers you to another many hours. Say, he needs that fire. That was foundational before ministry starting. That's you block one whole week for these 7 days. Our generation of Christians, we are talking too much. The other day, the Holy Ghost told me, he said that many people are busy talking with men, so he can't talk to them. Because chat. Hello, what did you eat today? I ate bread. Was there salad inside? He said he's trying to get people's attention and they have occupied themselves with humans. So either he has spoken and they haven't heard, or he just advised himself not to say anything. Technology has become a very terrible trap to many people's destinies. Terrible trap. Some people are so addicted to the phone and addicted to these gadgets that God is blocked out completely. You know my experience. I like to listen to worship songs a lot. Even as powerful, as good as, sometimes I'll listen to worship songs overnight. As powerful as that was for me, it blocked the pathway of receiving the song that I needed to receive, because I couldn't be hearing the two at the same time. So I will step off that for a day or two if I'm expecting to receive something like song, and then step back in there to also sharpen myself. As powerful as that was, the ones that I will receive, I will be singing in the dream and wake up with the singing. That one couldn't come. The one that, you know, that is as good as that one is. Now don't misunderstand me. How much more? Belente. Your Yeshua's talks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But of course, worship is very critical to create an atmosphere. I'm speaking specifically concerning receiving of songs. That the time came when that which I was meant to receive, because one was already singing, I wasn't able. And also there were times that the inspiration of some led to others. That those times existed. But if I needed to receive it pure, it needed unadulterated concentration. Am I communicating at all? How much more when a person has no time for God, but he has time for everybody, praying abundantly in the Spirit is a secret of power. Pray in the Spirit abundantly. Number two, being led. All right, am I speaking like instruction? That is pray. Let me see what. Pray abundantly in the Spirit. Number two, be led. All right, number two, be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Overflow with the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18. That is the realm of worship. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. How are you filled with the Spirit?
speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always. Giving thanks. If you want to be filled with the Holy Ghost, you must be grateful. You must have a grateful heart. You must be grateful. You must also be merry. You must be songful. Your spirit must overflow. My wife says there is a way she knows when I am coming home.
Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Shekorana mala yari yara sanga. Sanga la varia na varada ziyo. Shandalani mananana nazaradiyo. Shetokeli anana shandalala.
That is on. Maybe the one I'm hearing on my neck is on. It's okay. Daddy just came. He's on his way coming. See, he has a way of knowing.
Let your heart be filled with melody, with merriment. Just do what you can. Don't wait for things to happen before you are happy. Be happy to happen them. Because life is a seed. What you sow, you reap. Release the seeds of excitement. Release the seeds of praise. Release the seeds of worship, of thanks. Release the seeds of merriment. Very, very important. That is being filled with the Spirit. When you are filled with the Spirit, it overflows. And finally, number three, be led and guided by the Spirit. When you are led and you are guided by the Spirit of God, you are led, you are guided by the Spirit of God, you are led into power. The Bible said, Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, when he was led, the outcome of it was that he returned with power. The Bible said also, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, Romans chapter 8, verse 14, they are the sons of God. You are in the midst of a group and the Holy Ghost is ministering to you that you are talking too much. You are talking too much. Loquacity is leakage of power. Change position now. Just proceed now. You are not under obligation to say everything to everybody. Somebody met you today and he has known everything about your life. That's not correct. Just step off. You are eating too much. Calm down. You are not in food competition.
This food must not remain. This food must, it may spoil. Put it in the fridge.
Don't pity the food to the detriment of your destiny. And you are not trash can. Am I communicating? Somebody say amen. Be led by the Spirit. Let the Spirit guide you. Guide you into praying. Guide you into fasting. Guide you into the right decision. Guide you into marriage. Guide you away from the wrong friend. Let the Spirit of God guide you and you will walk consistently in power. Somebody who is stepping into power tonight, shout the loudest amen.
Somebody who is about to show the devil the road to hell, stand on your feet and shout power. Stand on your feet and shout power. Shout it loudest, power. At the top of your voice, power.
Amen. And when you begin to increase in power, your spirit begins to increase in force and violence. Do you understand what I'm saying? You begin to increase in force and violence. The meaning of that is, whereas they could pursue you before in the dream, now
They come for you and they see your eyes and run. Now you don't know where the sword appeared in your hand from. To waste everyone who came to look for you. When you increase in power, your spirit increases in force, increases in violence. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. From this day, every time you dream a dream that you don't like, return back to sleep and dream it again so you can correct it. Dreaming, something was in my hand and somebody came and collected it. I go back to the dream. I pursued a man. Collect it back. And if he turned after me, I elbow him and then lay him down. Lay him down. Am I communicating? If the devil gave you a dream by chance, you dream by choice. Joseph dreamt a dream. Not that he had a dream, he dreamt it. We'll talk about that later. Somebody say amen. Will you pray for about 10 minutes? Lift up your two hands. First of all, thank God for what you receive. Thank God for the word you received tonight. Our time is so much gone, so I'm going to thank him for what you received tonight. Thank him for what you received tonight. In Jesus' precious name. That's right. Say, Father, I come before you tonight to receive your help and receive your mercy. And connect with your power. I take authority now over every force of wickedness around my life, around my destiny. Oh, you forces of wickedness, I command you in the name of Jesus, die now. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name. You are going to pray the rest at home. Just take each of the points and pray them at home. But now let's say after me, say, Father, by your power, I declare the breaking of every curse, every limitation on my life and on my destiny, every ancestral curse, generational curse, witchcraft curse, occultic curse, water spirit curse on my life by the power of God. I command you, curse. Break now. Open your mouth and pray. Break the curse. Break the curse and establish the blessing. Break the curse. Break the curse. Break the curse. Break the curse. Break the curse.
Establish the blessing. Break the curse. Break the curse. Break the curse. Up with your mother, pray. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, Father, I receive power for triumph, for victory and triumph in daily living. Power to face the future without fear. I receive power. I receive power for victory and triumph in daily living. I receive power to face the future without fear. I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray with fire. Lift your hands and say, Father, are you going to pray this one with passion to conquer delay and stagnation? How many people want to move forward? Lift your voice and say, Father, I receive the power to conquer every trace of delay and stagnation in my life. I receive the power to make progress. I receive power to overcome delay and stagnation, to make progress. I receive power for progress. I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus, lift your hands and say, Father, I receive the power to fulfill kingdom assignment, kingdom mission in soul winning. I receive the power for the fulfillment of my kingdom mission and assignment, especially soul winning. I receive that power now. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive the power to rescue loved ones from the hands of the enemy. I receive that power. I connect power to rescue loved ones and lives from the clutches of the enemy. I receive the power now. Open your mouth and pray. Receive power. Jesus, lift your hands again and say, Father, I receive the power to deploy my life's potential and power to fulfill destiny. I receive the power to deploy my life's potential and power to fulfill destiny. I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. Precious name. Lift your hands, everybody. Sing the song, Lay Your Hands Upon Me, Lord. While the song is on, the Lord's hand will be laid on people tonight with power and fire. While that is going on, you need to give your life to Jesus tonight. I'd like you to rush out. Because if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord cannot hear me. The Lord will not empower the sinners. He will not empower backsliders. He will not empower smokers and drunkards. Adulterers, immoral people, he won't empower such people. If you want power with God, you need to hand over your life completely to Jesus. Quickly step forward, pick your Bibles and your bags, and come and receive power with God tonight. While this song is on, the rest of us lift your hands and begin to make demands. Something is going to come upon you tonight. Fresh fire for kingdom assignment. Fresh fire to deal with the occultic powers of your family. To deal with the witchcraft of your community. To deal with the ancestral curses is coming upon you tonight. While that is going on, all those who are coming out, come out quickly. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Clear the road. Usher, clear from the road. One. Two. Open your mouth and sing. Three. Keep coming.
Lay your hands upon me.
Rush forward and make your way straight to Jesus.
Lay your hands on me.
Two, three.
Lay your hands on me.
Oh Lord, I need your power.
Lay your hands on me.
Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands. Keep coming.
Lay your hands on me.
Lay your hands.
Lay your hands on me.
Lay your hands on me.
Oh Lord, I need your power. Lay your hands upon me.
Lay your hands upon me.
Lay your hands on me.
Oh no!
Those of you on your knees, place your hand on your chest and say after me. Alright, place your hand on your chest and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need you in my life. Come into my life, Jesus. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' name.